Well, reading for the sermon comes out of the book of James, in chapter 4, verses 13 through 17. So here at the beginning of worship, we're starting a new worship series of looking at our faith and our lives when our plans change. Now, I remember a few years ago, and I think I still have one of these devices, those GPSs that you could put in your car, and how if you made a wrong turn, you would come back and say, annoyingly, recalculating. I remember this well and having those, put in the car and using that. And really, if I'm honest with myself, I need one of those for my life. And I need that recalculation reminder to come back. But for us as Christians, for people who follow Christ, we have that in, in our God, in Christ, in the Holy Spirit. And we're thankful that we have it in Scripture for us, which connects us with our God and with our faith. So I invite you to hear these words starting at verse 13 of chapter 4 of James' letter. Come now, you who say, today or tomorrow, we will go to such and such a town and spend a year there, doing business and making money. Yet you do not even know what tomorrow will bring. What is your life? For you are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes. Instead, you ought to say, if the Lord wishes, we will live and do this or that. As it is, you boast in your arrogance. All such boasting is evil. Anyone then who knows the right thing to do and fails to do it commits sin. The word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. Now, the book of James, I love the book of James because it is a book of, I believe, guidance and also a brutal, honest, kind of guidance. Because we come across this passage of scripture here, it can seem harsh. It can seem, very forward and kind of in your face, saying that if you've got plans for tomorrow and you're going to do this or that, you're committing sin. It can seem a bit much right there. If you dig deeper into what's being written here, dig deeper into what James is sharing with us, it's really calling us to come back to our God. It's calling us to come back to where our life truly comes from. It's a call back to our God when we find those moments that we are no longer, going in the plans that we originally had, or we're experiencing things that we did not expect. Now, for myself, I have shared with you all that I am a planner. There is nothing more beautiful in this world than all the colors you can find on Google Calendar. When you get all that filled in of what's coming, what's happening. And thankfully, I married a person who thinks the same way. The problem is when I hit on Google Calendar and I can see her calendar there, it's almost a little too much, seeing that they're all the colors. It's a bit too much. But for some of us who are planners, we value having that plan. We value having a direction that we're working in. We value knowing what's happening coming up. And I knew there are some folks that live a little differently. They are not planners by any means. They go day to day, and whatever comes their way, they go with it. And I pray for those folks because that's just not how I approach the world. But I know it takes all kinds. It's those folks really that bring me back to my faith, that really connect me back to what's important. When we look at our faith and we have things that come our way that we don't expect, I believe that is where God is most at work. Now, when our plans change, we can talk about this at many levels. We can talk about it, when we're just thinking about our day-to-day, of going, say, to the doctor's appointment at 2 o'clock at a certain time or things like that. There's those kinds of plans that we live with, that we use day-to-day. But there's also plans that are a bit bigger, perhaps. The plans of the things we hope to accomplish in our life, our goals perhaps for education or for our work or goals for our family, things that we want to, make happen a reality. And for a lot of things in our lives, we have to work to get to that point. We have to put a lot of effort and time and energy to make those plans a reality. But there are moments in life when those plans, and no matter how much we had hoped for those plans to come to fruition, no matter how much we feel that those plans are good, that it's following God, those plans, those big plans, can change. And those plans can change when we get news, perhaps we've lost our job. Perhaps the goals we had for education are not going to happen. Perhaps we've heard of loss of a loved one. Or maybe we received news of a diagnosis for ourselves or a loved one. Perhaps, you know, the environment that we're operating our business in has totally changed. Or maybe there's a new supervisor at work. There's all these ways in which our plans can change. All these things in which change can happen so outside of our control. And perhaps we find ourselves grasping, struggling, not sure of what we need to do next. That's where I believe this tough love from the book of James here is meaningful for us. It calls us back and reminds us of who we are, of whose we are, more importantly. And more importantly, whose plan we are following in our lives. There is a challenge for folks like me who love planning, who love our calendars, and I will be the first to admit this. That calendar and those plans in my life, you know, what I'm doing 5, 10, 15, 20, 40 years from now, those plans can become a golden calf for me. Because those plans kind of creep in and they can build in such a way that it can become an idol. And those plans do not give the life that our God gives. In fact, it's our God who says, you know, we need to rely on me. You know, come back to me. I'm the one who has your plans. I'm the one who is leading you and guiding you. And you can find this throughout Scripture in so many different ways of how God is the one who is leading us. Think about, you know, Moses in the desert, in the wilderness right there. Yes, Moses was their leader, but it was God who was directing them, guiding them, you know, giving them, you know, what they needed, you know, that manna from heaven. And there were times that people struggled with that. Those plans that they had hoped for, you know, of leaving, you know, slavery in Egypt and being in the wilderness right there, while indeed they were following God's plan for them being in the wilderness, you know, there were moments that those folks in the wilderness were crying out, saying, no, we got pretty good back in Egypt. Let's go back there. Let's go back to slavery. But it was our God who was calling them back, that this was a direction for them, and that they would find that promised land. They would find that hope for them. A lot of times for us, when our plans change, it may feel like we are in that wilderness. It may feel like we are going forward without a direction, that we're just wandering around. But it is our God who is there with us when it feels like we are in the wilderness. It is our God who is present, our God who provides for us, who leads us. When we don't know which way to go, which way to move forward, it is our God who is there. And I also believe it's our God in those moments who is sympathetic, who is caring for us when we struggle, when we grieve the loss of those plans or those hopes or those dreams. Our God hears that grief. And yet in those moments, it's our God who comforts and calls us back and gives us that new life. Brothers and sisters, as we go forward through our lives, we know we will have those moments when our plans change, when our lives change, when things change beyond our control and we don't know which way to go and it feels like we have lost out on our future. But we have not lost our future. We have not lost out on our lives because of our God. Because of the abundant grace that God shares with us through Jesus Christ, we are given that new life. It is our God who guides us, who directs us, has a direction for us to live into, has a will and a way for us to live and to be God's people. So when we find those moments of struggle, we find those moments of pain, let us lean in to our faith, lean in to our God and be grounded in the hope that he has for us now and forevermore. Amen.